Well, hello world. This is Matt Kramer, live from Ordinary Miracles. And thank you for tuning in. My co-host, Jan Sircone, will be here shortly. She and our guest, Journey Harrison, are braving the evening holiday traffic through Roanoke Park as we speak. And those of you from other parts of the world, you may never heard of Roanoke Park. It's the little town next door. Actually, it's the big tax base next door because they have the big businesses. And Ordinary Miracles, we're a little business in the tiny town of Cotati in Sonoma County. And anybody who might be listening for the first time, I'm actually broadcasting from a little health clinic called Ordinary Miracles, run by myself and my wife. My wife, Treya Palmer, is a naturopath, and she sees her clients here. And the basis of the show is about sound and about healing. And between sound and healing, there's a world of things we can talk about. Now what Jan does is something called voice bio, and that's working with an instrumentation that listens to the tones and frequencies in your voice and assesses how that reflects your physical health and how to work with that. Voice mapping is something that I do. It works with your emotional health and your emotional history. And the frequencies in your voice actually can unlock buried trauma, buried stress, help you release them and become more present. And I'll make a couple announcements here. For those of you who, actually I want to, if anybody out there listening has experience with a healing device called the Beamer 3000, that's B as in boy, E, M as in Mary, E, R, Beamer 3000, call in. And if you're listening, then you have the radio station number on your screen. And we can, I'd like to get your experience. We're going to have a presentation here this coming Saturday at 7:30 p.m. And that is the noise of Jan Sircone.
Hi, Matt. Welcome to me.
Welcome to you.
Welcome to me and to Journey. I had to go get our guest.
Okay, well, I'm glad you got here safely.
Got everybody here now.
I have to give you guys headsets here.
Great.
Jan, here's your... Jan likes a headset that works backwards.
Did you miss anything?
You missed my brilliant introduction.
Did you tell a good story, Matt?
Did I tell a good story? I haven't told any stories yet. Actually, we just started. Are you there, Jan? Say hello.
Not yet.
Not yet. I think we're on the right line. Let's try this line. There you go.
Hi. Here we are. 9/11. Oh, my God. That's an interesting time to arrive.
And let's see if that'll fit for you. We're putting Journey's headset on.
Two priestess goddesses out doing our work.
Say hello, Journey.
Hello.
Okay. Everybody's live. This is live radio, folks. Nothing is scripted.
We're doing some sound journey work at a big women's business dinner. We felt it was very important to be the transitions to bring that sound into a more mainstream media. So we were actually doing a big sound healing global favor.
What's the name of the organization?
Connections, Women's Business. And I'm in Connections, and every time I go, I stand up and I get 45 seconds to say what I do. And the women just shake their heads. I say, I use frequencies with the voice. And they glaze over, especially the attorneys. They just kind of like, you know, get a drink of water when I stand up to talk. So tonight, well, they had a pretty guitar player sing. They had a magician. And Joni and I, we just toned like goddesses, and they really got it.
Did you bring bowls?
We brought bowls. We had
Did you bring
gongs.
The bowls in?
We've got them right here. We're going to do some toning tonight. We
Excellent.
Are hot. We are warmed up. But what I told the women, you know, laughingly, we were going to honor the goddess during our entertainment sound healing session. And I said, people always want to know what I do, and we're going to show you. And when you begin toning from that deep place that's so profound, the women get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, we've been in those temples together, and half the women shook their head. They felt it, and they got it. Matt, the way you're shaking your head, I can see you really got it. Anyway, we have my wonderful red-headed friend here, Journey, visiting from Gardnerville, Nevada, who was quite the popular, well-known Sound Healer priestess here in Sonoma County.
Thank you.
20 years, Journey?
Yeah, I was here since 68.
Mm-hmm.
And let me say, if anybody wants to learn more about Journey, go on your web browser to journeyofsound.net.
It's a new website. That's beautiful.
Journeyofsound.net.
Is that new with the clouds and everything? That's beautiful. The Healing Journey of Sound,
mm-hmm.
it says.
Yeah.
Had
wonderful.
A few months, yeah.
I haven't seen that one. Well, welcome to our show, live from Ordinary Miracles. Did you do all the proper intro?
Well, I talked about voice bio.
Good job.
You work with the physiology.
I'm going to listen in the archives. I'm going to see
right.
you did the proper intro.
That's about as much as I did the voice bio, a little bit on voice mapping. And I talked about the fact that this coming Saturday, we're going to have a presentation on the Beamer 3000.
Oh.
If you look over there, you'll see there's a mat. No, this is a... one way to look at it is that's kind of a magnetic form of acupuncture for your body. Kind of massages all of your cells. And it's been used in Europe in doctor's offices for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just now being introduced to the FDA. So at this point, it's simply...
What's inside? Did I miss it? Like the amethyst crystal mat? What's inside of this screen?
It's actually coils that generate magnetic frequencies or magnetic energies, as far as I know.
Positive, negative? I mean, does it relax you? How does it work?
Well,
I'm not going on there unless you have a good explanation.
I've had some people say that they feel refreshed. I've had some people who have had different kinds of aches and pains. I feel a reduction of the aches and pains. We've had people trying it out. We've only had it here for a couple of weeks. And we're renting it to try it out. But Sunday afternoon, Saturday at 7:30.
In the morning?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
In the evening. Ann Bernard will be here and Roberta Godby talking about the benefits and the history and experience of the Beamer 3000. So that's what I touched on.
I think it's funny because my kids used to call our BMW the Beamer.
Uh-huh. Actually, when I first heard about it and looked it up, all I got was BMW websites.
Uh-huh.
But it's used throughout Europe, South Africa, Australia.
Everything's in a name. Speaking of names, Journey, that's a great name for a sound healer. When did you choose that?
It was a few years ago, and it's nothing romantic, nothing mystical. I was watching a show with my mom. I was watching the Cosby Show, and there was a little girl that had the name of Journey. And it was like all of a sudden I decided that that was it.
You got the chills. You got the spiritual chills. That was it.
Yeah, and after that, everybody called me Journey. There was no problem with that at all. And it's always felt right.
Mm-hmm.
Even my parents called me Journey after a few months, so... reluctantly, but they did.
Now it falls trippingly off their lips.
Trippingly.
Right.
And now she's done many sound journeys. We do a lot of journey jokes.
Well, actually, when I first mentioned it to our host tonight, mm-hmm. or our radio host over there at BBS Radio, they went, mm-hmm. the band?
Oh, yeah. Journey. Hey, I've gotten a few jokes about that.
What's the best one?
I really can't remember. Just
you're
that
the
they
good
talk
joke
about
remember,
it.
Matt.
Yeah, people who have been around, who were around that time, the Journey Band, and.
Well, when you were watching the TV show, were you into sound healing at that time?
Uh huh.
How did you get into that?
Well, it was finding my voice, which so many women, you know, articulate. It's finding the voice, speaking the truth. Your own truth after not doing that all your life. For me, you just didn't say, you know, you just didn't speak what was true for you. So when I decided to do that, I was, it's like everything is put into the path that will help that come about. So I worked with someone who used sound in their practice, their therapy practice. That was the first time I had ever been introduced to it. Rowan Gilrain was the therapist. And so after I did that, realized that that was something that I wanted to do. I would use my voice to clear the field of a person, actually tone into their bodies.
Can you describe what Rowan did that first session?
She sounded into my body.
Using her voice.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I remember I was totally amazed because the next day my feet hurt. She had been toning into my feet. And when you have blocks, it's like getting a massage, you know, working deep tissue massage. Mm-hmm. And those frequencies go right through the muscles, and they will hit up against actual little blocks that are being held in the muscles, little crystallized, lactic acid?
Little acid, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was just amazed by that. And I started realizing it. And another time, we did this sounding. I mean, she could direct me to the right tone. And, you know, I just kept sounding and sounding. And then I had a chamber. My body was a chamber of sound. And it amplified and amplified as I was clearing and filling my body with my own energy and my own voice. So, you know, it was just, that was it.
At that time, it sounds like you were already doing other healing modalities, right?
I had started, I did some quantum touch, which is using breath, and you do like fire breaths and some different counting breaths, and it's you direct that energy through your hands. I would do practice sessions, and I would end up sounding and get the same effect. I could do a chiropractic adjustment on somebody, you know, on their hips. And so, you know, that to me was wonderful. So I kept that up. And then bowls, Tibetan bowls, came into my life.
How'd that happen?
A friend asked me if she said, I saw this ad for a workshop in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I was like a little hermit, you know, I didn't go anywhere, but I looked at it, I called the people who, it was Nine Ways, it's a mystery school, and I decided to do it, and this man had been collecting instruments from all over the world, Tibetan bowls and these different kinds of ancient instruments from Tibet. I mean, he had all of the knowledge, and he would actually teach Tibetans their culture. Yeah, Tibetans who had to flee their country or who were born, you know, the generations following those who had left Tibet, he would teach them their culture. So, so I learned all about these beautiful instruments and, you know, and how to use them. And it awakens that ancient knowledge. At least it that's what it felt like for me. Once I had started playing those, it grew. It was like I was able to use them in ways that were beneficial to people. They would feel different after I played them. So, you know, and then it went on from there, gathering different instruments.
So, can you describe maybe, as you're learning to use the bowls, some of the experiences you had with clients?
It would... Well, I found the tones and the frequencies would induce altered states. It would induce deep relaxation. I could tell that using them, maybe a couple together, you know, would create these other harmonics. And it always seemed just appropriate for that person. I started experimenting, putting them on the bodies, putting them on their bodies, and that was, there were some real major breakthroughs for many people, particularly women, because I would put it down in the, like, the lower abdominal areas, and there's lots of trauma stored in those areas. So, yeah, there were, I never knew exactly what might happen.
But you got a lot of tears sometimes.
Yes, yeah. And
so you just trust the process. And how do you know what to do next? When you're doing a sound journey and you have all of your tools there, what is your hint of what to do next? Is it spirit telling you?
It is. It is spirit.
Are you talking about choice of frequency?
Well, in other words, she can ding a bowl. She can go around with it. She can do a shaker. What makes her choose a particular instrument in that moment for that client, for that healing miracle moment?
I have to trust. I've developed my intuition to be guided to use what is appropriate in that moment. It's like I'm impulsed to pick up, oh, a drum or a shaker, or use my voice or use stones, sliding them together or clacking them together. Bones.
So, Journey, tell them about your brand new discovery. She was hiking up in her new territory in Gardnerville, Nevada, and she found some new sound healing tools.
Yes.
they're unbelievable.
Cow bones.
Mm-hmm.
And,
like femur?
Describe them. Ribs.
Yeah, I have several. I got three pairs of ribs and part of the cow vertebrae. And I do have some others in that are stored away that I haven't yet worked with, but actually it was a friend who found those and knew that it was supposed to be me to take those and use them, that I'd know how to do it. And so I ended up, I washed them, cleaned them, and inscribed some healing symbols on them. And the first time I used them was with Jan and another woman at Jan's workshop that was about women using sound in healing. And the effect of those bones was really, it was so surprising. I was just amazed. There's something about them, I think the rib bones.
It's primal.
It's very primal. And if you think about it, the rib bones, the cow, number one, is nurturing. You know, when you think of a cow, it's something that nurtures us.
Mm-hmm.
And the ribs are enclosing around and cradling the heart and the organs.
Mm-hmm.
And so to use those, and also what I'm understanding is that they're receiving, you know, all of this energy out in nature, you know, from morning until night. So that the information that's coming from the universe, I don't want to get way out there, but it goes into the cells and the bones. So when I click those bones over somebody, lay those bones, cross them on a person's heart or around their throat, there's something that happens. There's a transmission of information that's very healing.
Sounds shamanistic.
Well, absolutely. That's what a sound journey is all about.
Yeah, it's following. What I feel it is that an intent, when a person comes to see us, a group comes to see us, there's an intent that someone has when they come to a place like that to be in the frequencies. They're looking for something to happen. There's a release that they're wanting. They may not be able to articulate it, but there's something that they're wanting. And so they bring that intent in. And if I'm doing things right, I step out of the way and ask to be a hollow bone for the energy of the divine to come through and to tell me what to do. It's a conversation between those people who have come and with the divine.
I mean, part of it is that your clients are ready for the conversation.
Yes.
So they're open to having
the contract is set, and they've chosen Journey as the conduit, the resonance there. Now, Journey, I know you have some special tricks up your sleeve, for instance, on how to keep many healers put crystals on the body, but we know they slide off on T-shirts and things. So she has a handy-dandy way of keeping. You want to tell?
Double stick tape.
So she can really get a person all stuck up with all these crystals, but it works. They stay there.
It does.
You can have a crying fit, and boy, that little pyramid still stuck right on your chest.
Well, that's pragmatic.
It is. I do have a real practical side.
It's very practical.
I'm a practical shaman. But, yeah, it was just, it gets kind of annoying, you know, to have to keep picking these crystals up. And also, it wasn't so much that. It's that it takes the person's attention when they can feel it slipping off.
Mm, yes.
And so they can't relax.
Are you sticking to their clothing or their flesh?
To their clothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
So just a note for you here, let's just say again that we have as our guest tonight Journey Harrison, who lived here in Sonoma County for about 20 years and now has moved up to Gardnerville, Nevada. And she went through, having talked to her many, many times, my dear friend, an initiation where actually she realized that she can paint, and she is a very accomplished painter. And today I had a friend over who noticed the painting on the wall and said, that is one of the most beautiful paintings I've ever seen. And she said, well, that must have cost $1,000. It's just a really beautiful painting. So Journey has been an accomplished painter at many shows, selling many pieces of artwork, and then the folding, unfolding, becoming a healer, and then becoming a leader in the healing field. Many women's workshops, she's presented and talked about her work, and then formed collaborations with many other sound healers in the county. Then she and I also created the Sonoma County Sound Collective, a way for people who wanted to bring sound for healing purposes to large groups and to mainstream groups. For instance, what we did tonight, just to show up and do our work in an unsuspecting group of everyday women and really catch their attention that these beautiful ancient sounds and frequencies are very trance-inducing. And hey, we could get our bowl out, Journey. I've got it right behind us.
I was going to say.
We could.
Yeah. Yeah, Matt, do you have some announcements or jokes or something? Well, we'll get our bowl out here. We'll... All right, I'll get it out back.
Okay. That was a pregnant pause.
I'll make one announcement. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, this is what we need to say. When you do a sounding with a bowl, most most people are probably pretty sophisticated. But
this is a large crystal bowl, right?
Yeah, this is a 99.999 crystal bowl. This is a holographic one, which means the shape of it is some crystal tones. You can go crystaltones.com. Very nice people. Met them at the Santa Fe Healing Conference. And holographic bowl is a little bit more of a, say, an egg sort of shape. And holographic means it's a little bit more symphonic. The overtones are a little more like, ooh, hoodie. But when we...
I think it's going to transmit just fine.
Do the toning. I was actually going to move it away from my mouth.
Okay.
I didn't want to really blow anybody out if I really get tranced out. But when you Turney, you're laughing at me. When you play the bowl, you have to have an intention.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking that maybe our listeners might like to hear some divine love chanted from the Divine Mother. That seems to be something that comes very, very naturally to Journey. In her work, often I hear her singing a lullaby that is just so heavenly.
You'll wake me up if I don't know.
In rapture, we'll let you know the show's over.
Yeah.
But it's a very sweet, beautiful way of toning. And so I thought maybe we could just invoke the Divine Mother.
Mm, that sounds wonderful.
If you'd like to do the invoking, calling in, and that'd be great.
Mm. Well, I set the intention of calling in the spirit and the love and the nurturing of the Divine Mother and to awaken that in everyone's heart, to bring it forth more clearly, more strongly. It's something that's so important for each and every one of us, to have the Divine Mother, the Divine Feminine, awakened in each and every one of us, as well as the strong Divine Masculine Presence, and to unite those two in the Divine Marriage, the Sacred Marriage that takes place ultimately within each and every one of us and leads to the healing of our earth.
Thank you. say for the radio audience, we're wearing earpieces with tiny little microphones, so I don't think the audience is getting the full spectrum. I'd be curious to ask maybe Seth, who's in the radio control room, how resonantly that came across, because here the room was rich. In fact, there were times where it kind of felt like tube and throat singing, with the intersection of frequencies created a new frequency.
That's exactly it. In fact, when we go into the dissonance, even though it really doesn't sound pretty, it's that phase shifting that actually creates something new, it invites something new to be birthed. And, for instance, our bodies, many times those dissonances need to be shaken up. So when we use our voice as an intentional sword, we can place it by, because energy follows awareness, conscious intention, we can actually place the voice right into that place of tension and help it move and dissolve. But as our voices and the bulls went into those waves, phase shifts, right where they lay against each other, that's where the magical happens. It's almost like a portal that opens for
it is.
New possibilities. Mm-hmm. And, of course, our listeners wouldn't hear all the many spectrum of frequencies, but this is just a little hint of sound healing.
And they couldn't see that you guys were actually floating about 2 feet off the ground.
Well, absolutely, because we are angelic beings. You've got that right, Mr. Matthew.
I've got my special ring on here.
I love that ring.
I tell you, we went to this dinner tonight. It's one of the favors. They passed out these rings that blink colors. And, of course, I pop it in my mouth to pretend I'm singing colors, and I think, if I swallow this, I will be sorry for the rest of my life. The ER doctor will not believe any of my stories.
But they'll be able to see the work as they go through the blinking light down your esophagus.
There's that blinking ring.
Yes, just follow that one.
Oh, I've had a lot of Calamity Jan stories, but that could be one of the worst. So, Miss Journey, back to your interview here. Let's get serious. S-I-R-I-U-S. Now, I know that you do work with the cosmic forces, the Pleiadian forces, and much of this comes from Sirius, and you work with the archangels and many tools.
Uh-huh.
And from what I understand, sometimes you don't get out of bed until you work different. You know, it's important. It's important to work your energy field in the morning. So maybe share with your readers, as a sound healer, you know how important it is that your body, your energy field, is protected when you're open to all these baffling fields.
Well, I do a little bit of Pleiadian work around that in drawing in my field, you know, pulling my field 2 to 3 feet all around me, making it a compact egg shape, then running gold liquid light through it as a healing, and then the violet flame to transmute anything that's been released. And then after that, I put three layers of fifth dimensional color around my aura, that egg shape. The first one being gold, the second being a combination of magenta, emerald green with gold infusion, and then the last is a violet, kind of a silver tip violet. And the fifth dimensional colors that I see are these amazing pastels that are just starting to be seen by us. And I see them like in bubbles, like little bubbles. And sometimes there's a neon around them. And I tell you, when I put that color around my field, it's like my heart really opens up. There's something, well, the fifth dimension is the dimension of the Christ consciousness, from what I understand. And it certainly feels, you know, it's just saturated with love. So I've got that set around me. And then there I'll put roses as a buffer. The roses are set just outside the field, and they can be in any color, what feels appropriate during that time. And I'll put one in front of my heart, one in back of my heart, one to the right, one to the left, one above my head, and one below my feet. And those absorb anything coming towards me.
I'm thinking that because you create these soft, loving boundaries, that you feel safe, and that enables you to have that expansion from your heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because life is full of insults and surprises and sounds and interruptions, so that's the way for you to keep your sanctity and to stay calm.
Sanity.
To stay looking 35, by the way. Isn't she just radiant?
Definitely.
Uh-huh. She's a babe.
Thank you very much.
Guys are half her age, let me tell you.
When you talk about those interruptions or you say insults, that's all generally derived from fear. So,
So like today when I was washing the dishes and suddenly there is a person at my window waving wildly, frightening Journey, misusing me, and I just about had a heart attack. That's an insult to my nervous system. And
it was mean. It was mean.
She thought she was just being a friend, surprising me. But no, what I'm saying is that today I'm there, I'm in my car, I've got my protective energy shield, but a big, big fire engine totally throws your nervous system. The unpredictable noises, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying, like, you know, somebody insulting me, that's easy.
Okay.
It's the things I can't control.
Well,
the things that surprise my nervous system.
Mm-hmm. I guess I went to a place of, you know, dealing with skeptical people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's your mediator. That's your work insult.
True. And I was curious if there are traditional therapists who refer people to you.
You know, I don't recall that anyone has.
They're kind of in a box. They're kind of in that talking therapy and, you know. It's still
to be experienced. You know, for people don't quite understand yet. It's still a new thing. They're just starting, you know, the more information coming out about how our organs, how every bit of our body has a tone to it, and how machines, you know, can zero in and set the tone that you need. There's more. I guess I'm thinking that there's more acceptance of that kind of technology. Perhaps our society is more geared to that if it's something that's really precise, they think it's really precise, that's going to be more effective than someone singing or
spontaneously
or using drums or things like that until they experience it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been able to go into like a fair, craft fair, like a Christmas fair in Sebastopol. And, you know, I've got a section to myself, but there's all of these things going on around me. And I've offered maybe a 15-minute sample. And I'll have a few bowls. And I use aromatherapy a lot, the frequencies of aroma. It's all evocative. It's healing. I mean, it's just, it's wonderful. And I've had, you know, it seemed like one time, every time someone would come and sit down, then somebody would come up on the stage and start playing,
mm-hmm.
you know, some instrument and doing a little thing. Well, I would go ahead and set an intention of safety around us and just begin. And the person would experience the same thing as being in my you know, quiet room. They would go into an altered state. They would relax. They would feel refreshed afterwards, calm, rejuvenated.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's your creation.
Yeah.
It's your intention.
It is.
And
it is intention.
Sacred geometry as well, to like place a little bubble over that.
Yes.
Section that helps too.
Mhm. Yeah, it's all intention.
Something I think I can safely say is most people don't know that sound healing is thousands of years old.
Exactly.
And Pythagoras, who's known for triangles, Pythagoras didn't invent, because it wasn't invented, it always was there, but he discovered the relationship of tones that's related to the modern scales.
Mm-hmm.
And he studied sound healing in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had this flash, you know, that in the sort of post-King James Bible, patriarchal
mm-hmm.
sort of takeover of civilization,
right.
And a lot of healing arts were lost. You know, women working with herbs, things
witchcraft,
like that.
Actually.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that...
Just working with spirit was devil's work. Because
it's all
it can't
matter
be controlled. It can't be controlled. You've got women there working in the miracle realm, right? Healing people. It takes it completely out of... And then the priest is out of a job, and the doctor.
And there you go.
That's it, yeah. We're keeping everything all lined up and healthy and balanced.
Okay, well, speaking of lined up...
We've got more guests coming up. Should we go ahead and talk about that?
Certainly. Well, actually, so if people want to work with you, Journey, how can they find you?
Well, now that I'm in Nevada... They can go to my website. It has my email on there. I'm afraid it hasn't been updated for for a while, so I don't have my current phone number. But I do have my email on there, and they can reach me that way.
And that's journeyofsound.net.
That's the website, yes.
I'm seeing another one here, connect-world.org. What is that one?
That was an article, Connect Magazine in Reno, based in Reno. They asked me to write an article for them.
Okay.
So that's what that is, that you're looking at, on sound healing.
And can you work with people on the phone, or do they have to go to Nevada?
I can do long-distance healing. You know, we just set up a time.
Okay.
And I would be doing that with all of my things where I am, with the intention that that person be there. And long-distance healing is extremely effective.
Quantum field, right?
It may be. I'm not sure about terms, but I know I take advantage of that. And work with for myself, for my benefit, and so I highly encourage, you know, if somebody is feeling called to that, you know, to get in touch with me. I'd be happy to talk with them about it, and after the session we would talk. But there in Nevada, I have a beautiful temple set up now that I've moved into. The front room is totally devoted.
So what inspired you to move from Sonoma County to Nevada?
My
astrologer.
That's a good area for me. Actually, an astrologer did say that Route 50... You know, going up Highway 50, that's a wonderful manifesting place for me. And then actually being in Gardnerville is anything that I desire will happen.
Where's Gardnerville in relation to Reno, let's say?
It's an hour south of Reno.
Okay.
And it's like 20 minutes over the mountain to Tahoe.
Perfect. The funny thing is that after Journey moved, I was checking with an astrologer to see where my best ley lines, the best energetic place for me to live. She said, hey, wait a minute, she said, if you ever get stuck and you need to go on retreat, have you ever heard of a place called Gardnerville, Nevada? So
okay.
I've already been up to Journeys twice to get unstuck.
Actually, it's not far from Carson City, and there's
half hour below.
Yeah, there's an alternative doctor there named Schallenberger, Frank Schallenberger, who does some amazing work with.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Gary Buchanan has a healing clinic there in Reno. I understand he's doing some amazing work. Gary Buchanan. Well, we're just about finished your journey. How wonderful to have you.
Thank you.
On our show and to share your work.
It was great meeting you.
We're having
Thank you.
Great
nice to meet you.
I need to say that some of you may have heard us talking about her blinking ring. You have to imagine a golf ball-sized ruby that's flashing on her fingers.
Yeah. All right, now, Matt, earlier she actually had it down her shirt, and it appeared as if her heart was blinking.
Okay.
There, that's the look. Is that cute? Yeah,
did the audience like that?
I couldn't keep it. It kept flipping.
What do we have coming up next week?
Announcements. Okay. We have... Next week, a woman who wrote a book, Sacred Sounds, Sacred Spaces, Susan Hale. Oh, I got to finally meet Susan at the Santa Fe World Sound Healing Conference, and she's a very powerful little gal. And
is she a painter?
She's a sacred sound healer.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the wrong website. She's very fabulous. There must be two... Susan Hale. So, yep, we'll be interviewing Susan Hale. And...
Is this her?
That is her right there. Susan Elizabeth Hale. Songkeeper. Oh, I love that name.
Songkeeper.net.
That's a fabulous name. So, any more announcements, Matt, before we play a selection from my CD called As Above, So Below, available on cdbaby.com.
Well, I was going to say our next performance here at Ordinary Miracles will be Sunday, December 16th at 3 p.m. It's a record release party for a wonderful duo called Solid Air. Mm-hmm. They'll actually bring in a couple more musicians. So Allegor Broughton, Sam Page, a great musical group. And joining them in the celebration is the Hot Frittatas. do lively European cafe music, so influences from Italy, France, Brazil, and Mexico. I hear a beep. Does that mean the end's off the air? Or is that somebody calling in?
Good night.
Is that Seth?